Hello.
Hey, Deidre, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. This is Harold. We talked a little earlier,
yes.
But yeah, you had to go. Just calling you back to see if
yes,
you have a little
sir.
Bit of time to go over it now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And I do want to let you know we are on the recorded line as well.
Okay.
All righty. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No.
No. Okay, were you kind of just online looking at the ads and then you kind of inquired about it?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And can I ask you, how many years did you use Depo Provera?
Three.
3 years. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
In 2023.
And was that meningioma of the brain or was it of the spine?
It was the brain.
The brain. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
No, I haven't.
Perfect. And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Oh, yes.
And could I go ahead and get your date of birth as well?
Sure. It's 1-1961.
And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera?
Who is what?
Who was injured by the Depo Provera?
What, someone else? No, I don't know anyone else.
No one else, just kind of you, yourself. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And were you taking the name brand Depo Provera?
Yes.
It was a name brand? Okay. And you said you took it for at least, or you took it for 3 years, so that's more than at least
right.
1 year. And then can you confirm, have you had at least 4 injections in 1 year?
Head point, I'm sorry.
Have you had at least 4 injections in 1 year?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using Depo Provera?
In 2000. It was, I'm sorry, did I say 23? My mind, I'm sorry, my husband. My husband found out about his cancer, and I'm just like, well, wait a minute, okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Well, he has prostate cancer, but
wow.
I was diagnosed in 2003. I'm sorry, 2003.
No worries.
I started using it in 2000, yeah.
Okay, you started using it in 2000, diagnosed in 2003, and then you also stopped in 2003 as well?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. And then what type of treatments did they do for the meningioma for you?
Well, they started out, of course, I had MRI, CT scans, and then they did a craniotomy where they removed the tumor, and then I had radiation treatments after that.
Wow. What hospital diagnosed you with the meningioma?
It was in Corinth. Magnolia something in Corinth. I'll have to, for the exact name, I may have to look it up for you. Magnolia Regional Center or something like that.
Is that at the 611 Alcorn Drive in Corinth, Mississippi?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, was this the same hospital that prescribed you and did all of the treatments and diagnosed you?
Well, no, I had the treatments at Tupelo. Dr. Webb, Mark Webb, gynecologist, is the one I did. No, he's the one that gave me the Depo Provera. And then I was sent to the a neurologist up at Corinth, and they're the ones that, yes, they diagnosed it up there and had my treatments up there. I'm sorry, I didn't realize what exactly you were saying.
No worries. So so the first one was Dr. Webb. Was he at a separate hospital, or was he also at Magnolia Regional?
No, he was at the North Mississippi Medical Center, I believe, is the name of the area there in Tupelo, Mississippi. He's
okay.
His gynecologist there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And then could I go ahead and have you spell out your legal name?
Sure. Deidra, D-E-D-R-A. And then Frederick is my maiden name, F-R-D-E-R-I-C-K. And then Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, is my married name.
Okay. Thank you. And then what is the best email address for you?
It's my first name, Deidra.Leonard, my last name, at yahoo.com.
Thank you. And then the best phone number, would this be the phone number that I called you on, the best phone number for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, team. And then could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
Sure. It's 4814 River Road, Mantachie, Mississippi, 38855.
And then how many times would you say you were actually injected by the product?
Well, it was once every 3 months for 2 years.
Okay, once every 3 months for 2 years, so about 8 times in total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. And then the North Mississippi, and then the North Mississippi Medical Center, that's the one at the 830 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo, Mississippi?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, T. And then do you have your medical records?
No, we had a tornado. I did,
oh, wow.
But we had a tornado 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just now getting moved back in the house, but the hospital should have them.
Okay. As long as the hospital has them, we should be able, as long as you're okay with it, we should be able to
mm-hmm.
go ahead and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One moment here. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No, mm-hmm. just meningioma.
Right.
Wow.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not good to have, right? But, you know, it's a lot better than, you know, having cancer or something that's, you know, a lot worse. So that's good.
Right.
That's good. And then you were hospitalized for the meningioma, correct?
Correct.
How long would you say you were in the hospital for?
It was 5 days, I believe, is what they did. They did, yeah.
And then within those 5 days, they kind of did the surgery.
They did the surgery, and I was in ICU for a couple of days, and they went to a room, and they monitored me until I was stable enough to go home. You know, they try to get you home as quick as they can these days, you know, back then,
mm-hmm.
too. And I tell you, sometimes I wonder. Oh, okay.
Well, we are just about done here, Deidra. Last thing I do request, I would like to request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My husband, Don Leonard.
Okay. And his phone number?
It'd be the same as mine.
He has
a work number, but just use this one. He'll have this one anyway if something happens to me.
Okay, perfect. And then just to confirm, that's 662-231-5972?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We are just about done here. Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, sir. I'm not familiar with it, but I know what it is.
But you know what it is. Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to try to get you over the DocuSign now. Let me see here. Give me one moment. That way I can go ahead and get this DocuSign over to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll be right back.
Okay.
One moment here, Deidre. We're actually having a little difficulties getting everything sent out. Would I be able to maybe give you a call back once I got this off, you know, worked out and everything?
Yes, sir. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you so much. And like I said, we're just about done. I just got to get you over the documents, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll call you back if... I'll call you back within, I would say, an hour, just kind of, you know, if I haven't fixed it, I'll call you back within an hour to give you an update.
Okay.
And if I haven't been able to fix it within an hour, I'll be able to for sure send it over tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I will keep in contact with you, but we will get you all squared away and get you started up, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.